The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history. Here's Eric.
Isn't that amazing? A front row seat at history. Todd, we're all in your debt.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Albin, this is hour two. We're taking people's calls, 1-800-973-1684. We've got – the board is lit up. But before I go to Mark in North Carolina,
We had Vostradamus on in hour one, right? And he gave his observation. Well, I want to give my observation, very simple, of last night's midterms, the results, right? Yeah. The results were like a PC award show. Both teams – got a trophy.
That, you know what?
Boom.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
A PC awards show, both teams got a trophy.
Yep.
That's very good. You should write jokes for a living. Just not for this program.
Okay.
No, seriously, that's you're quite right. It was kind of like everybody could stand down.
Yeah, bragging rights on both sides, right?
Yeah. And which is probably healthy at this point.
At this point, maybe.
We're taking calls. We've got – the board is lit up.
Yay!
Okay, we're going to go to Mark, has been very patient. Charlotte, North Carolina. Mark, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric. Really glad to be on. And patience is a virtue, so – I think I should get some accolades for that or something. Two things real quick. I love listening to you guys. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I love listening to you, and I love your deep and your humorous approach to being salt and light in culture.
Thank you.
I think you'd be really fun to hang out with, and we almost met you. My kids and I, about a year ago or so, we went to a book signing at the Billy Graham Library.
Right.
And I don't think you actually saw us, but we had one of your official Eric Metaxas Show T-shirts. So thank you, Albin, for sending
me. Well, wait a minute. Why didn't you meet me? What happened?
Oh, man. I mean, we were there. My kids had made this big sign that was kind of patterned after your logo. And but instead of Eric Metaxas, it said Aaron Metaxas and Alfred Singer, because as a nod to your Fridays.
Fun facts.
And the slide whistle and all that stuff. So anyway, I think we got a lot of dirty looks from some of the good people there at the library because they didn't understand it. But alas, the reason we probably didn't make it was we didn't have a book for you to sign. So I know it was for the Luther book signing, but and here's where we might
They didn't let you in line.
We were in line, and then they said, "Do you have a book?" And I said, "No, I don't have a book." And they said, "Sorry, this is only. I'm not making that part up."
Oh, they have. You know what? They have very. It's interesting when I go to certain places, you get a certain vibe. The Billy Graham Library, they treat you, I'm the guest, right? They treat me like I'm the president of the United States. I mean, it was so buttoned up in a good way. But the downside is that when people, of course, are so official, they don't let people like you in, not realizing that I would have loved to see you. Now, I could just be saying that, but I'm not.
Well,
I had a bad experience when I was a young person. There's no way I could afford to buy a book. And I waited in line to meet Garrison Keillor. And it was just not really a pleasant experience.
I came close to going over to the library and buying the Luther book, but I mean, just in good conscience, I mean, we might disagree on this, but with such a controversial figure as Luther and to actually elevate him to status, I mean, Luther has done such, I guess, horrible things to the citizens of Metropolis and to Superman himself. I mean, it just boils
down. This is a misunderstanding. A lot of things are nothing but misunderstandings. You thought that my biography was about Lex Luthor, and in fact, it's about Martin Luther, the reformer. I'm sorry if I contributed to that misunderstanding. That's incredible.
I'll I'll get to the – I finally broke down and bought the audiobook of it, so maybe you could sign that for me.
I would – I'd love to – I can sign that. I can sign it verbally right now. Eric Metaxas. There, you're done. No, seriously, I would love to meet you and your family. The fact that you made a sign and all that stuff, I honestly, people don't realize how much it means to me. Like sometimes somebody will see me in the airport and say, well, I didn't want to say hello. And I think, are you kidding? I get so blessed when people say hello. I mean, if I'm in a hurry, I'm in a hurry. But usually I just love meeting people or taking a picture. So I really am sorry that they were so buttoned up at the Billy Graham Library. But
I understand.
Can I correct one thing, though? You said you thought it would be fun to hang out with Eric. I've hung out with him, and it's not as much fun
as you'd think.
No.
I mean, I'm glad you think that, Mark, but the bottom line is I can just tell you from experience, not that much fun. Not that much fun. Well, we're going to have to go to another call unless you've got a question. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I just have one last thing. It's a suggestion. So I know with the whole boiled my potato, the way that you guys have used that term, I have a suggestion for the opposite.
Yeah.
So that when you're really excited about something, I think the only appropriate thing is to exclaim that it really freezes your tomato. You know, potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
Really freezes your tomato? That doesn't sound that positive. I hate to criticize my guests, but it doesn't sound that positive. Somebody emailed me or sent me a message on Facebook. I never read Facebook messages, but I happened to see one, and it said something about you should say that really pops my corn. And I thought, that is good.
Yeah.
Pops my corn is good. Freezes my tomato. Sorry, Mark. Mark, let me tell you something. You've got so much in the positive column that, honestly, you're way ahead. You're way ahead. Yeah. So I just want to say thank you for trying to meet me. But honestly, I get out there. People invite me to do book signings and speak or whatever. I love meeting people. So I look forward to meeting you and your wonderful family. Just make sure they spell my name right, okay?
Don't
let it happen again. I'm going to let it go this time.
Let it slide.
I'll let it go this time, but please. Mark, honestly, thank you so much. We're going to have to go to another call. We've got Bob from Tyler, Texas, has been waiting forever. Bob, welcome to the program. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you. You and John and the Beagles are my narrow path to truth.
Wow. John Zmirek and the Beagles and I are your narrow path to the truth. That sounds like a compliment, Bob.
It is. I mean, I just love you guys. Anyway, I have a quick question, and that's getting back to the rule of law.
Yeah.
And it regards the border, and it ain't the 14th Amendment. We have the Constitution, Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3, the judiciary. And right after that is Article 4, Section 4. Says we shall guarantee a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion.
Right.
How come that is not our supreme law of the land?
Well, it's not that that's not the law of the land. It's all about the interpretation. Here you have people, many of them falsely claiming that they need asylum, right? So what you have to do is you have to believe them and go through the rigmarole, and then you finally deny them. But meanwhile, they've gamed the system. They've come into our country, and then they disappear. They don't show up for the hearing. So you're quite right. If they would announce themselves as wanting to come in and it has nothing to do with asylum, we would keep them away. But they don't say that. They just say, please give us asylum. We can't give you reasons right now, but we'll adjudicate it 8 months down the road in a hearing, and they don't show up for the hearing. So – I think that's probably the short answer to your question. Anything else?
Well, my background is in science, chemistry, and I just look at things the way they are. And the preeminent law, this precedes, any kind of touchy feely stuff. We shall protect them from invasion. And if we just do that, then the problem's solved. We just do not let them across. And we do make them go through a point of entry. And I just can't understand why nobody's talking about Article 4, Section 4, because we're obviously not protecting our borders.
Right. Oh, no, it's madness. And I don't even think I want to have the conversation because it's so disturbing to me. I mean, the fact that we have to go through this, and it's political game playing. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now that the midterms are over, we'll see what's going to happen. I don't think the caravan will actually ever arrive at our border. It's very far from us. And to have to walk that distance only to be turned away, they will be turned away. They will not. I think that the president, he has enough common sense to understand that These are folks who are being motivated by outside actors. These are not just some refugees straggling across. They've been encouraged to do this. We're going to have to go to a break. Bob from Tyler, Texas, God bless you. Thank you for your kind words for me and John Zmirak and, of course, the Beagles. Folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. Please call us and we'll talk to you.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
my head, they keep falling.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls. Alvin.
Yeah.
We're taking calls. 1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684. We'd love to talk to you about anything, particularly the election. Vostradamus has left the building.
Aww.
Yeah, he gets into like a pod and he's just whisked away. I don't know. There's no wheels. There's no jet exhaust. He just and he's gone.
Magical.
Into the 15th century where he came from. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. Adam is calling from Louisiana. Adam, welcome to the program and thank you for listening, for waiting.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm swell.
Hey, hi.
What's on your mind, Adam?
Well, I had some Luther untrue facts that I try to get in on Fridays, but it's kind of hard to get in. So,
we typically don't do calls on Friday. So no wonder it's hard for you to get in. Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you on a speakerphone?
Are you in a can?
I'm in my truck. It's on the truck phone. Whatever.
The truck phone.
Oh, yeah. One of those, huh?
Who doesn't have a truck phone? I hear you, man. I know what it's like. Yeah. I know what it's like. So you can't put it to your ear?
Let's see.
Now, be careful now.
It's automated. It just goes straight to the phone. I'm sorry if it's a bad connection.
That's all right. Good enough. Go ahead. Share your untrue facts, please. My friend. Share them.
A lot of people don't know that Hans Luther, Martin Luther's father, who was a copper smelter, actually coined the phrase, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Wow. That's incredible. The fact that that transfers from the German to the English, whoever smelt it, that's dealt right. it. That's very interesting. Honestly, people don't know that Martin Luther's father was a witty fellow. Not many miners are that witty. Okay, that's number one. I hope it's the last one, but perhaps not.
You might want to get a pen and write this one down. Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Here we go.
I'll type it up.
Okay. A lot of people don't realize that dairy was in short supply in Luther's day.
What was?
So, dairy products.
Oh, dairy products. And, yes.
And so from who did Martin Luther receive his first taste of creamy, delicious milk?
From whom did Martin Luther get his first taste of creamy, delicious milk? And the answer is we don't know. Would you tell us, Adam? Adam from Louisiana?
His mother?
Miltitz, of course.
Miltitz. Oh, his friend Miltitz. Yeah.
That's right.
Miltitz was the papal delegate, von Miltitz. That's really bawdy for this program. Okay. Von Miltitz. Yeah. If you look in my book, Miltitz was from Italy. And wow, that's you know what, Adam? That's very, very clever and very unacceptable. Thank you so much.
Well, he's in a truck. So.
That's incredible. Now, I got to ask, can I ask you a question? Are you done? Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Are you done?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I did want to say I was disappointed. You had your Valkyrie moment in the park the other day, and you blew it, man. You blew it.
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny because that went through my mind, too. If only I'd had a Luger on me, man. No, you know, it's interesting because you bring that up. Seeing George Soros sitting there on the bench, it was a very odd thing because I thought to myself, what are my values, right? In other words, I thought to myself, right. Here's a man sitting there. He's elderly. He's sitting there with his young wife. And I thought it was the right thing to do to respect his dignity as a human being. It doesn't mean that I like him, but it's just interesting that he's sitting there. He's vulnerable. I could have throttled him with an inch of his life and within 2 inches of his wife's life because she was sitting right there. Yeah, but the point is, I don't think that would have spoken well of what I believe in. And so, you know,
it would harm his witness.
A hothead like me. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm just ready to throttle anybody. Ask Albin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I get throttled every day.
No, but it is interesting because it is a very serious thing. And that when I saw him there, I also saw Fidel Castro a few years ago.
Oh, the next bench over.
Really?
Yeah, he was at the other bench. He sleeps there. But it's just an amazing thing. When you see a human being, you realize this is a person created in God's image. And it is a tricky thing to know what do I do? Anyway, I didn't want to get heavy there. Adam, I want to ask you a question before we go. We got a lot of calls here, folks. We're going to get to everybody, but I want to ask you a question. You drive a truck. You drive a truck for a living. Can you say, like, what kind of a truck? What do you deliver? What do you do?
Actually, I work on swimming pools. It's not an 18-wheeler. It's just a Ford pickup truck.
Ah, just a little Ford. No big deal.
Well, it means something to
no,
Ford.
No, come on. Listen. So you work on swimming pools. So obviously right now you're on your lunch break or something like that, 'cause you don't want people to find out that you're on the truck phone, you know, talking to radio hosts. They're not paying you for that, I'll tell you right now. But you works on swimming pools and you're down in Louisiana.
That's correct.
And can you say what part?
I work for myself.
You work for yourself. So you could fire yourself if you get angry about the way you're wasting company time.
Dock yourself some pay there.
All right. Well, Adam, listen, we really appreciate your call. And I love those untrue facts. I got to say, you get high marks, young man. Very well done. Very well done. Seriously, that's terrific. We're going to go to another caller. Thank you, Adam. Our next caller is Jeremy from Allen, Texas. Allen, Texas. Yeah, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. I was actually trying to get a hold of Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher? He got thrown out of here.
Yeah, we threw his.
Gal, let me tell you something. Gallagher was fired. Yeah. They bounced him out of here quicker. You can't even imagine.
We put the skids under him there.
I'm trying to get a hold of Mike Gallagher.
He got canned, huh?
I really can't help you with that. So is there anything I can do for you, maybe?
Write something on a Post-it note and maybe stick it on his
studio. Maybe I can get you his information or something. How can I serve you, Jeremy? What's on your mind?
Man, while he's down. I know he's sick. He's got a cold right now.
Does he really?
I just wanted to – yeah. But, I mean, he's still in the studio. But anyway, so I just wanted a platform real quick. My name's Jeremy from Allen, Texas.
So you don't even care who you're calling as long as you have a platform to spout your divisive ideas. Go ahead.
No. Not divisive. I just wanted to say I'll be 40 years old in May. I've been listening to programs like this for about 8 years now.
Programs and, like this, but not this.
Not this. Not your particular program.
Right, right. Okay. Like, go ahead.
Programs on The Answer. And so basically this year was my very, very first time ever voting in my life, and I'm basically 40 years old. So I just wanted to say that I truly, honestly believe that my vote made a difference. So,
let me tell you something. First of all, congratulations. I'm glad it wasn't Mike Gallagher all stuffed up to be the one to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you, Jeremy, from Allen, Texas. Seriously,
that is a big deal.
That is a big, big deal. I want to say to you, God bless you. I have talked about this on my program, which I hope you will listen to at some point. But I talk about this all the time. What we have in this country is so precious, so wonderful. It's a trust given us by God to share with the whole world. We are to be a great country so we can share what we have with the rest of the world so everybody in the world can have the liberties that we do. And in order for that to continue, we've got to vote. So, Jeremy from Allen, Texas, I'm glad that I intercepted this important phone call. I will pass that along to Mike Gallagher the day I see him sober, and that's not going to happen soon, I'll tell you right now. Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. I love Mike Gallagher. All right, we better go.
Right.
Jeremy, God bless you.
Sure.
Seriously, so glad that we spoke. Amen. We're going to go to another phone call. Alicia's calling from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Alicia, what's on your mind?
Hello, Eric from Texas. This is I'm so excited to be on the air with you.
Oh, you sure you don't want to talk to Mike Gallagher?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Mike Gallagher doesn't know you exist. I just want to tell you that right now. But I do, and I'm thrilled that you're calling me.
And if he did, he wouldn't care.
That's Mike Gallagher. That's just the way Mike is. He's a good guy, but he doesn't care. No, we love Mike. That's why we can tease him when he's not in the studio. Alicia, well, you're from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And what is on your mind?
Well, I'm calling. My family and I entered for the Donald the Caveman contest.
Oh, you did?
We did, yes. And my daughter, Addie, is 4, and she wanted to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Now, now, when you say you entered the contest, what contest? What do you mean?
We did the costume contest.
Now, I don't see a picture of a 4-year-old girl here. You entered the costume contest.
Yeah, well, it's my son. My son is the one who is actually on your Instagram right now.
That's you. You're the one that wrote the sonnet.
Yeah, my husband did, yes.
Your husband wrote the sonnet?
Yes.
Now, are we pronouncing your name correctly, Alicia?
Yes, that is correct.
I want to tell you, we don't have time in this segment, so stick around. But look, I don't blow smoke. We were so thrilled to get those photographs and that sonnet and the whole thing. We just flipped. I said, Albin, we're not wasting our lives. Close, but we're not. We're going to be right back to talk to Alicia from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And then we're going to talk to Scott from Denver and Susie from Washington, PA. Stick around, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote. It's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Albin, wake up. Wake up, Albin. You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep. Telling you, get it out of the studio.
Okay, this is
not a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called MyPillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them. Okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
Yeah.
And we're taking your calls. And, man, we're getting a lot of calls today. It's wonderful. We got to do this every Wednesday, Albin.
I'm going to try.
Even if I'm not here. Okay. So we've got to go back to our conversation with Alicia, who, Alicia, your family, you take the cake. You're the winners of the big prize. Is Alicia on the phone?
Can we get her on the phone?
I think that we got to make her phone live there. There you go. I just want to say that we got a lot of entries, and everybody gets a signed book. But your entry, first of all, the costume wins. I mean, if we're just judging costumes, the costume kills it. Did you sew that costume?
I did, actually. Yeah, I have a kind of a little sewing business that I do out of my home. So I love doing costumes, especially for my kids. So that was a lot of fun.
that costume killed it. But not only the costume, you sewed, you created out of material, a Donald the Caveman yellow wig, which
yes.
your baby, how old is your baby who's wearing this thing?
He is about 16 months.
The 16-month-old carrying the We the People Club with the clever felt applique of the Twitter bird and the whole thing. It was just so cute. I shrieked. It was shriek-worthy on the cute level. It was absolutely shriek-worthy. What is your 16-month-old's name?
His name is Toby.
Well, Toby's so cute. I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable. Don't let him grow up. If you can help it, don't let him grow up. No, it was so cute, and I was so touched by the whole thing. So I'm thrilled that you called in. We didn't bother you and say you've got to call in. You did this on your own, so thank you so much. And then the sonnet, we're not going to read that on the air now because we don't have a ton of time, but we will read that on the air. But you're telling me your husband wrote the sonnet. How many husbands write sonnets? That is fantastic.
Yes, my husband, he went to college to be a secondary English teacher. So he loves literature, and he, while we were dating, actually wrote me a 9 sonnets and proposed to me with the last one. So he is an awesome writer and a huge romantic.
I actually I proposed to my wife with a poem that I wrote also. And I'm sure it's not as good as the sonnet your husband wrote, but I have to say that's just so wonderful to hear and to think that. Now, where's Quakertown, Pennsylvania? I can't remember what part of the state that is.
We're about an hour north of Philly, so we're pretty close to Philadelphia.
So you're not near, like, the Bethlehem area, Allentown?
Yes. Yeah, we're very close to that.
Oh, you're near that. Okay, so you're in that area someplace. Because I hear Quakertown, it rings a bell. We're only about 2 hours from you in New York City. But
yep.
I really was just thrilled. You guys win the prize, so you're going to get 3 signed copies of Donald Drains the Swamp. We'll sign them. I will sign them to anybody that you want. When you stay on the line, and we'll take that information down with your address and everything, and so we can get that to you. But it just meant so much to me to get that. It was just absolutely wonderful. And we're going to go to our next caller. I think Alicia was just stolen by our call screener, so we're going to get their information there. Our next caller has been very patient, Susie from Washington, Pennsylvania. Susie, thanks for calling.
Yes, you're welcome. I love your show, and you make me laugh when I need it, which is a lot. And you help me frame conversations with people about things like the caravan. And that
I do. You're sure you're not confusing me with Mike Gallagher?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think part of it also helped Jay Sekulow when I listened to him.
Right. We'll give Jay credit, but that means a lot to me. But Jay doesn't make you laugh.
No, he doesn't.
He told me a joke once, and he should give it up. Yeah. He's a legal scholar. You should leave that to the professionals. Well, so
right.
What's on your mind? Thank you for listening to the program for your kind words. What is on your mind? Do you want to talk about the election? What are you thinking?
Well, I did, but I just want to say I just returned from living life with my 13-month-old grandbaby for 2 weeks. My daughter's still in the Army for a little bit longer.
Well, congratulations to you.
And it's refreshing to see her excitement in life. And just how happy she is when I can be there. And
well, that's pretty important stuff.
Right. Well, and it's kind of refreshing to have less seriousness and that. But and I'm concerned about her, about what her life, where her tendencies will be. So that's of course why I'm praying for her, and that God will be so real to her. And so. What I wanted to tell you, though, about the election was that I can really tell. I mean, I've been praying myself, and I am not alone.
Susie, speak a little bit louder. It's a little bit tough to hear you because of my headphones. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Is this better?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what I feel like he's really encouraging us not to let down in praying, and he wants to honor our prayers. And he is working, and Donald Trump, he is a very interesting character, but he is wonderfully keeping his promises. And I just laugh and roll my eyes, and I praise God. And maybe he'll even become a believer. Who knows? But anyway, and I enjoyed your guests, like the Mastriano family. And I honestly have to say that you've encouraged me. We did homeschool also.
I've encouraged you. See, now that cheers me up. Hang on a second. We're going to have to go to a break. Susie, gather your thoughts because you're going to have to hang on through the break. When we come back from the break, we'll return. We've also got Scott from Denver and Dan from Montana. Holy cow.
I'll be up on a rainbow sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters always win.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because yes. I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains, And you don't want to first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, I just that's just life. I've got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can. OK, Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous, but it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take – I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know, I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. That's Keith Green, American Taxes, and we've just got a few seconds left with Susie calling from Washington, Pennsylvania. We got a lot of calls. We want to get to everybody. Susie, we were just talking about something. You were saying that the program encourages you, which, of course, music to my ears. What else is on your mind?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Well, I was are you shocked about the youngest, the New York representative now that you'll be having that young lady? I wasn't sure.
It's very hard to hear you. Can you say that again?
Oh, yes. Let me turn. I'm sorry. I have a headset on. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. So were you surprised that she was elected, the young lady that in New York?
Oh, Ocasio-Cortez? No. She's a socialist. She's right. Dramatically out of her depth. But you have to understand where she's running for Congress. I mean, it's such a Democratic, such a blue district that anybody practically who runs is going to win. So, no, I think she's going to I think it'll be interesting, but I'm not at all worried. Forgive me. I have to go to another call. Susie, God bless you. Thank you for your kind words. We have to go to Scott, has been very patient waiting in Denver, Colorado. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Hey, it's my second time getting through. I'm pretty honored to be a second-time caller.
we normally don't have repeat callers. I don't know if that's – I think it's your fault, Albin. No, go ahead. What's on your mind, Scott? What's up?
So I saw you here at Calvary South here a couple of years ago, and I didn't buy a book there, but I'm calling because my wife went to Mardell's and picked up Seven Men and Seven Women, and she – last night she says, well, which one do I read first? I'm like, that's really a strange question. But today I tried calling the studio and I got through. I'm like, well, I'm going to get that question answered for her. Chronologically, which one should she read first, Eric?
The first one I wrote was Seven Men. So I think probably that's the first one that she should read. If she's planning to read both of them, I would say she should read Seven Men first and then Seven Women, since I wrote them in that order. Alvin?
Can I suggest read Three Men? Then like three women, then go back and read two more men, and then two more women.
Or one man and one woman and one man and one woman.
You do the math.
No, I wouldn't do that. Okay. I wouldn't do that. It's a nice idea, though, but I reject it. As the author, I reject it.
Scott, I think
my advice would be to read Seven Men first, because I wrote that first, and then read Seven Women. There's no way to do it wrong. And, you know, I don't care. Not only don't I care how people read it, I don't care whether people read it, as long as they've purchased a copy, you know, because I got to pay the rent. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You hear me,
hey,
brother?
I hear you. Hey, I talked to you at the time you talked, and it was great. And I'm a fellow Long Islander, born in Huntington, lived in Levittown.
Wow.
Mets fan.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
I gave you a copy of my book, which I hope you got in the hands of a big football fan, because I don't think you're quite the caliber. You're a bigger baseball fan. But do you remember me giving you that book?
Wait, 3 years ago?
Yeah, maybe two. I'm not sure when that was.
And what was the title of the book? Does it have any particular title?
Yeah, NFL since 1970.
Well, anybody gives me something, anytime somebody gives me something, I treasure it, and I don't give it away. But we just switched offices, so my guess is that it's in the office that I was in before we moved. But my whenever somebody gives me something, I'm just thrilled. The only problem is a lot of times people give me stuff and I don't have room in my luggage, and then it's really tough.
Uh-oh.
The other day,
I
was traveling. Someone gave me a painting that they had done of me, and I was so moved. I was so overwhelmed. I thought, holy cow, this is just a treasure. Somebody's done a painting of me. It really was beautiful, and I was all thrilled until I realized I had to pack it, and I thought, holy cow, how do you pack a painting without wrecking it? It's not so easy. But anyway, I managed. I just want you to know I managed and everything's okay. The painting is in my office, and the book, I'm sure, is in my office, but we just haven't moved the books yet. But I'm grateful when people give me stuff. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.
That's great. All right. Pleasure getting to meet you. Well, hey, one last thing. Can you help us out here in Colorado off the ledge here? Front page of the paper talks about our new governor wanting to make a nice progressive agenda happen here for the state. So,
Colorado's
encouragement.
Colorado's a tough place. You just got to do what God calls you to do. You've got to be active, and we should never get angry or vicious. Pray for our leaders, and then do what you can. Get people to vote, get people to act. Do whatever you think you can do, but don't be discouraged. This is a great country. Colorado's a great state. Just because they've got a progressive leader right now doesn't mean that, you've still got the same people in the state, and you can work on them one at a time. We're going to have to go to our final caller. Scott, thank you so much. We're going to go to Dan is calling from Milltown, Montana. Holy cow. Dan, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing swell.
Well, I'm calling about something I observed at when I was voting yesterday.
And this is in Montana.
And it's in Montana. I was standing in line to – I had to re-register because of a change of address. And two van loads of people came up and got in line to register so that they could vote. They had never voted before.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. And you can't register the day of, can you?
Oh, yes.
You can do that in Montana? In some states, you cannot. I was just in California. The deadline was like 2 weeks before. But, okay, so you're saying that
you can register that day.
Okay, so you're at a polling place. You see a couple of van loads of people show up, and they get in line to register.
And they get in line, and they were talking, and they were commenting on this was – it looked like they came from the – they were picked up at the Pavarello Center, and each carload had a sponsor with them to show them what to do.
Am I supposed to know what the Pavarello Center is? I'm not familiar with all the centers in Montana.
It's a homeless shelter.
A homeless shelter. So you knew that they were from a local homeless shelter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sat there and listened to them. And they were talking that this was the easiest $20 they've ever made, and all they had to do was vote Democrat. And their sponsor went with them and brought him pizza while we had to stand in line for over an hour. And they brought him pizza, and they were saying they got paid to come down, register, and vote as long as they voted Democrat.
Can you stay on the line? Because this is very important. Dan, can you stay on the line? We have to go to a break, but I want to complete this. This is very important. Can you stick around? Okay. Folks, we're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back. That is some sick stuff. Stick around. I want to get to the bottom of that. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The holidays are just weeks away, but there's still time to get your home guest ready with brand new, made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, through November 13th, get huge site-wide savings, plus an additional 5% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS. But only until November 13th. Go now for huge site-wide savings, plus an additional 5% off at Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Exclusions, rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Before we complete our important call with Dan from Milltown, Montana, I'm not kidding. It is very important. I want to tell you about Hillsdale College. The good, the true, the beautiful. Those are concepts that are very important. How do you understand them? Well, it starts with the right kind of education, the kind of education that used to be common in America but has become tremendously rare. It used to be that college students, young people, would study comprehensively. They would get a core curriculum. Well, sadly, that's not the case. I can tell you about one place where it still is the case. It is called Hillsdale College. At Hillsdale, the students work hard and spend more than half of their time, no matter what their major is, half of their time they study the core curriculum. The result, Hillsdale alumni are leaders with intelligence and character. ready to make a difference in their families, communities, and country. And it all starts with the core curriculum every student takes that develops moral and intellectual virtue. Imagine that. It helps them understand the good, the true, and the beautiful. Find out more about education at MetaxasForHillsdale.com. That's MetaxasForHillsdale.com. We return to Dan in Milltown, Montana. Dan, you saw this with your own eyes. How many people do you think were paid to vote who came from this homeless shelter?
I stood next to 10 of them, and they said there was two vans that came in, and each van had a sponsor that showed them how to register and make sure you have your ID, whether it's just an ID or a driver's license. And the guys that were standing there, they were bragging on that was the easiest $20 they've ever made. Plus, they got a pizza lunch. And all they had to do for it is vote Democrat.
Now, of course, they could have gotten in the booth and voted any way they liked, but that's another story.
The sponsor went with them on everywhere he went. He went in with them when they went in there.
You're not allowed to go into a voting booth with someone.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that?
I seen that. Because they didn't even know how to fill out their forms for the registration.
That is irregular. What is the name of the town where this happened?
It happened in Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, Montana. And where was the polling? What exact polling center?
It was at the fairgrounds.
This is incredible. I'm really glad that you're saying this. This is an amazing thing. I don't know if anything illegal happened. I don't know if that's illegal. It sounds illegal to me that somebody would go into the booth with somebody.
Right.
I mean, that sounds absolutely illegal. But I'd love to know whether you what you need to do. I mean, it's great that you called me up, but you need to call up your local leaders and find out about this. You know, you need to put it in the hands of somebody who can do something about it in Missoula, yeah. Because that's a stunning thing to me. I don't know if that's genuine voter fraud or just abuse. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I was offered Chinese here in New York, and I turned them down.
You turned them down. Yeah. That's because you have character.
I do.
Dan, seriously, I'm grateful for your call, but I would encourage you to contact, the Republican Party leaders or anybody from the other party in Missoula and see whether you can get their attention on this. God bless you. We're out of time. I just appreciate your call. Folks, keep listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Thank you.
All right. You know,
three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.